Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Okay. I think a lot of people will feel with this issue. It's from a girl. And it says, "Hi lads, I have what I think is a pretty common dilemma and I'd like to know how other people deal with it. I live with my fella and the problem is he doesn't listen to me. Oh. Honestly, I come home in the evenings and I'm yapping away about my day and he takes none of it in. Sometimes he might be playing a game or on his phone, but other times he's just sitting there daydreaming and he doesn't seem to hear a thing I say. Because when I ask him something later or remind him of something I've said, he's no recollection of me telling him.
Oh no.
I know it sounds small, but it's really starting to wreck my head. The other day I chatted away to him for about 20 minutes and then to catch him out, I gave him a little quiz at the end about what I'd been talking about and he got 1 out of 5 right.
What the hell?
I know in other ways he's very caring and attentive, but I just feel like I'm talking to the wall. In fact, I think the dog takes in more about my life than he does. Anyone else experiencing this problem and what can I do about it? I know the obvious answer is talk to him, but he doesn't listen. Oh, yeah. He goes in one ear and out the other. Help.
Girl, I have this issue all the time.
I'm laughing.
I don't know what to tell you.
I'm laughing because we kind of have this conversation at least once a morning in the studio between 7 and 10 where Trish goes, do the tweet. Listen to me.
They
I told you about that yesterday.
None of them listen to me, guys.
Try and explain this, Vinny.
Here's the thing. Here's the difference between guys and girls. Guys have a filter of
Be
what
kind
goes of
now,
what
Vinny.
Goes. No, no, I'm being kind. Guys have a filter of what goes in and stays in.
Okay. You try and catch keywords that might be important.
Yeah. Do you know when you fill up a glass? Do you know when you're filling up a glass, right, of water, and you leave the tap on?
Yeah.
The water will get to so high, but then it'll just spill all the way over.
Okay.
And what the glass can hold, it holds on to.
So what are you trying to say? I talk that, too much.
Well, just that girls in general can give a lot of extra that spills over.
Yeah.
That you don't need to retain.
You see, but you're not retaining any of it.
No, it's not that you're not retaining any of it.
Extra.
I think you might find that they retain important bits, but I think it's not too much of a generalization to say that women talk way more than men.
That is true, I think.
Look, I know I talk, but what I'm saying is important and I would appreciate it if the two of you listened.
But you see,
it can't all be that important, though.
Not all of it, but like you're not even taking out the basic bits out of what I'm saying, like you are saying there, Vinny. Like you never listen to any of it. And then I say something, you've repeated a showbiz story on several occasions that I have given you. Verbatim.
Again, that's just a filter. What goes in stays in. I think you're probably talking a bit too much for his liking. I think he does.
Maybe you're hitting him with too much when you come home, and that you could bullet point a little bit
bullet
more.
Bullet point.
You know?
Completely.
Oh gosh, girls.
I think
if your fella says he needs bullet points, I don't know. I'd feel bad, and I kind of feel like that's grounds for being in the doghouse. You have to listen to me, even some of what I'm saying. Just don't ignore everything. Yeah. That's not nice.
No, I do think it's important, particularly in a relationship.
Yeah.
That like you'll sit down for 15 minutes and listen to how someone's day went.
Yeah.
But again, it is hard to gauge. Here, how much she's talking. If she's coming in and for an hour, just some people I know, and this is not a gender thing. Some probably a lot of girls, but guys too, like to fill empty space with talk and noise.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of other people enjoy the silence.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know what to say here. I don't think there's a huge issue here. I don't think that he doesn't care for you or doesn't love you. Mm. It's just he's an attentive issue.
But I would think you don't care about me if you're not listening to what I'm saying. I genuinely would. Like, you could buy me all the flowers in the world, but if I'm talking to you and all you're hearing is wah, 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 there is no point in us having a relationship.
Well, hang on a second. If all he's hearing is wah, 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 then, I mean, it's...
Wah, wah, less.
Yeah.
Do a little bit of less wah, wah.
Less wah.
Yeah. Right, let's get some thoughts.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029. 103.
Help us out, please, on this one. Are you in a similar situation? Maybe, guys, you can explain this. Or maybe you're just frustrated and think guys need to pull their socks up and listen a little more. 085-102-9103. Right, lots of thoughts coming in on the dilemma. Guys and girls, 085-102-9103. We're going to get some thoughts and we've got that big new tune from Post Malone next.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Stream 1,000 movies on demand with Now TV.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma. Okay, so the girl in touch with us, quite simple. Her fella doesn't listen to her. She tells him all her stories in the evening and he takes none of it in and she's just frustrated. Uh-huh. She's just wondering, does he care at all?
Yeah.
We've got a big reaction. Let me start with the text. Lads, I had that problem with my boyfriend. I caught him out one time and threw into conversation that I found 50 quid in town the other day, and his head shot up and he said, "You found 50 quid." Mm. So I realised that it's selective listening, and when it happens again, I remind him of the 50 euro selective memory moment.
That's the scientific name for it.
Yeah, that's you need to dot your stories with just little high points that he will remember. That's a good tip, actually. Guys, I just realised I must be male. I actually don't listen to everything people say. I actually nod off. I think sometimes my brain just needs a rest, and the boyfriend in this dilemma is probably the same. What's his job? How much is he concentrating all day?
Yeah.
My advice is to do something to help him switch off from everything else that's already in his mind.
Yeah.
I think, you know, to be fair, this is not so much a gender thing. I think we are all guilty of that, that between work and social media and everything, that our brains are constantly whirring, and that our attention span is so short and we're not focused on listening to stories, you know?
I don't want that as an excuse. If I'm in a relationship, I'm not saying you sit down and you have like 3 hours of a conversation every single evening.
God, you sound like tough gum.
3 hours?
No, definitely not. But I do think give me at least 10 minutes where you can listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah, we won't go back over the morning I was daydreaming and I forgot to say hello to Trish. That didn't go down well.
But like when
didn't
you
go down well
you're
at all.
Making me sound crazy.
It's like saying to somebody, like, the brain is a muscle after all. When you come back from the gym after an hour of lifting, just because somebody else wants you to lift for 10 minutes more doesn't mean it's going to happen.
But after not seeing you for a whole day, you've gone to work, you've come home, you can't just like listen to me for 10 minutes. I have to try and make it interesting.
I have to try and make it interesting.
Drop in 50 quid in the conversation.
It's like coming home to Father Stone, Father Ted with boring stories.
What's your favourite humming noise?
Lad, it will not change. Get used to it. You talk too much and obviously not important stuff. Man will only take in important stuff. Another option is to take some clothes off and he might start paying attention. Oh, really?
If we have to go to that level, I mean, we should be together.
Amy was on to us. Hey guys, I'm sorry, Trish, but it's not just a guy thing. I do it to my husband the whole time. He's there talking and I've just so many things important running through my mind that I never fully tune in. Some of the WhatsApp messages, let me get to these. Some people saying this girl is doing well, actually. He takes his time, he does sit down, and at least he pretends to listen. That's more than you'll get from other guys. And even if he only gets 30% by tomorrow, he'll remember the whole story because you told it 10 times to your friends while he was around. A couple of other ones here. That's every man. They never listen. 19 years later, it's still the same in my house. Daily Dilemma, my 10-year-old daughter says she should marry the dog instead and he's listening more. And I love this one. Vinny's anecdote about the water was the most accurate representation of this story. There's only so much info a man can take in, and when his wife or partner is telling you about their day, there's a lot of unimportant info mixed into their stories. For me, when I get home in the evenings, I'm already thinking about what I need to get done for work the next day, deadlines I need to meet, planning my next few days ahead. So if I forget mostly insignificant details from a story, it's understandable. Maybe he's a lot going on at work too. And look, he did get 1 out of 5 right. That's something.
Yeah. Oh wow. We have to settle for the bare minimum.
20%.
That's 20%.
Oh. Yeah. That's all he could take in. B102, 103. Right, last couple of comments on the dilemma, because they're from both sides. WhatsApp in, and it says, "I don't listen to me girlfriend because most of the talk is about other people. It doesn't make me a bad person just because I don't care about what goes on in other people's life."
Oh.
Lol. Sorry, Trish, I'm a girl and I share an office with a talker, attention seeker. I can't be dealing with her. I block out most of what she says. But Breed was on, says, "I totally agree with Trish. If you don't listen to your woman, then don't be surprised when she finds someone who will." Boom.
Ooh.
Not just gender based. Both partners need to listen to the worries and the stresses of the other.
Listen to every single word, though?
That's not what she's saying. She didn't say every single word. She just said, listen to some of what she's saying.
Well, he is listening to some. There was no suggestion that he's not listening to the issues, the worries, the stresses. Yeah. It's the babble. It's the babble is the problem.
It's a lot of babble.
Yeah.
So what? The guys don't talk? When you guys talk, we listen, even if it's a bit stupid.
We bullet points. Okay, look, we leave that one there.